Hey, man, you know what it is, man. It's time to get these trending topics. And, of course, been brought to you by Planet Fitness. We broadcast live from the judgment-free zone here at the Power 98 studio, Planet Fitness. And, of course, let's get to these trending topics. All right, trending, coming out of small town in California. How about they found a whole baby? They found a whole baby in the middle of the street with the umbilical cord still attached to it.
Mm. What?
A whole baby. Somebody dropped a whole baby up there. They're looking for the mother of the baby. She dropped the whole baby in the middle of the street with the umbilical cord still attached. So they're trying to locate her to make sure, number one, she's okay. And number two, to find out, why did you do your child like this? It's crazy. Really crazy. Also trending this morning, these polar bears. Can you imagine seeing a real-life polar bear like...
Polar bear.
In your backyard.
He said it like it was normal. Like, these polar bears out here acting up this week.
Hey, what? Listen. So, in Russia, I guess. That's where the polar bears
are.
According to the story, this is where they was at. And this man opened his back door, and the polar bears is back there stealing stuff off his back porch.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Great story, Larry.
This is the truth. I can't make these stories up.
Is it Thursday?
I can't make this is what's trending this
people
morning.
Over there in Ballantyne can really relate to Russian polar bears.
I love my animal stories, man.
It's, you know, crazy. What, Larry? My nephew is now on this National Geographic kick about with all the animals, and he loves looking at elephant poop.
I don't watch the
That's
elephant
all
poop.
He keeps saying. Every time I come to the house, I made him watch National Geographic. Every time I go over there to the house, he said, poop. He want to watch the TV.
Also trending this morning, Cardi B. Cardi B is trending this morning. Apparently, she got mad at all the hate that she was getting for her album, for winning a Grammy for her album of the year. She actually went on this tirade, this rant, shut down her Instagram page. She shut it completely down. And before she shut it down, though, in true Cardi B fashion, she shut it down. She had so many cuss words in that. Instagram couldn't even bleep all them.
I hate that. I hate that she had to experience that.
That's people,
on
man. That's how they
a
go.
Night about something that's supposed to be so big and great
Internet,
for her.
Man.
I hate that. I hate that folks feel like they got to pick and choose one or the other and just spread all of that hate. Let that girl enjoy the fact that she got this honor. Let her enjoy it.
I bet you Nicki Minaj made them do it.
One part of it started from BET. BET made a post, you know, pitting Nicki against Cardi, and then Cardi, she went off. And I think she deserved to go off because she didn't deserve all the hate. She won. She won.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Right, we celebrate black people for everything else. But as soon as they get an accomplishment like this, it's like, oh, well, we're going to hate on you. Well, she's not black, but still, she's in the black culture. So it's like, what are you doing? What are y'all doing? What y'all going to be mad about now? What's next, black folk? What's going on next?
Well, now you don't have to be mad about a government shutdown that could possibly happen this weekend, because they say they've reached a tentative agreement in principle to avoid a shutdown this weekend. You know, they had reached a tentative agreement before to open up the government, and then your boy... 45 said, you know, if they don't reach agreement by this weekend, he'll shut it down again. Well, they said they have reached an agreement in principle that will allow the government to stay open, and it does include a $1.4 billion, not for a wall, but to provide security barricades. They said they had already voted that in, and they will not disclose how they got ICE to agree to this deal, but they did get Ice.
How they got Ice to get 21 Savage?
How they got Ice to agree to this deal. They won't disclose how they got that to happen, but damn, so that's good news. All-Star Week, the government should be getting paid because.
Right on cue, Larry. I said, what's next? What are the black people going to be mad about next? You talk about the most hated man in black culture.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.